From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tafton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Green County lawmakers, February 11th, authorized the Board of Elections to lease 29 image cast evolution machines in keeping with the state's early voting requirements. The machines facilitate voting by those with disabilities. The original resolution called for the machines to be purchased for $385,000, but lawmakers opted to lease them instead. The county also needs 30 e-poll pad units and 2 ballot on demand printers. Those items will be financed by grant funding from the State Board of Elections, according to the resolution. Legislator Mike Bulick, a Republican who represents Catskill, said, and I quote, "Over the life of the machine, it ends up being about $30,000 a year to lease. But if you have to weigh it against it being electronic and the constant labor involved to keep these things up to snuff for basically a 10-year period," end quote. Board of Supervisors Chairman Matthew Morrell said Columbia County is still reviewing its options. The county election commissioners will be working together to develop an equipment replacement plan, he said. Murrell said, and I quote, "Almost all of our machines are at the end of life, and we will be replacing them over the next 2 years," or "almost all of our machines are at the end of life, and we will be replacing them over the next 2 to 3 years," end quote. In 2019, 638 people voted early in Greene County. Columbia County recorded the highest percentage of early voters statewide with 7.5%, or 3,371 of the county's 45,201 registered voters voting early. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Paul Kirby is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Republican Kyle Van De Water has entered the race for the 19th Congressional District seat. Van De Water is a lawyer by profession and lives in Millbrook. He was born in Rhinebeck. He grew up in Poughkeepsie. Van De Water served in the U.S. Army in Afghanistan, where he was awarded the Bronze Star in 2011. He received the Meritorious Service Medal and was honorably discharged in 2014. Van De Water holds a degree in political science and economics. He earned his Juris Doctor from Albany Law School. He is currently an associate with Corbally, Gartland, and Rapule in Poughkeepsie. He served as village trustee in Millbrook from 2017 to 2018. Delgado is facing 2 other challenges. Fashion designer Ola Hatwame, who is seeking the Republican line on the November ballot. And Steve Greenfield is making another run for the 19th Congressional District seat on the Green Party line. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Bill Mahoney is reporting for Politico New York. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo and President Donald Trump will meet Thursday, February 13th, to discuss the administration's ban on state residents participating in the federal government's expedited border cross programs. Cuomo told Long Island News Radio that Trump offered a meeting and the earliest availability was Thursday. He said, and I quote, "I took him up on it," end quote. New Yorkers have been blocked from participating in the Global Entry and Nexus programs because of the state's policy of allowing the undocumented to obtain driver's licenses, thereby prohibiting the sharing of DMV records with several federal agencies. Cuomo said Wednesday he will tell Trump he is willing to make changes to these restrictions. He said in a radio interview, and I quote, "I'll give you what I want. You want access to our database, our DMV database for trusted travelers. You can have it," end quote. Cuomo's office later clarified the governor was not promising, and I quote, "unfettered access," end quote, to the records. He would instead simply allow the feds to obtain the records of residents applying for the trusted traveler programs. Cuomo would not be able to offer that information on his own and would need the legislature to take action to allow such access. And you can read the full story at Politico New York. Tim Martin is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Catskill High School boys varsity basketball team finished a perfect season with a victory over Coxsackie Athens February 11th. The Cats finished the season 16-0 in the Patroon Conference. The team has a non-league game at Cohoes scheduled for next week before they start sectional play. In the game Tuesday, the Cats trailed until the second half, then took the lead during the third quarter. Levon Fernandez finished the game as team leader, scoring 32 points. Leviticus Johnson followed with 16 points, Devon Hay with 14, and Malik Christian with 11. The final score was 96-69. Catskill. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.